Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Zera Shimshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and refuah shalema for Elisheva Esther Bas Shifra Nechama, for Sarah Bas Bina, for any of the chayalim that might be in need of a refuah shalema min hashamayim, and for all of the hostages, yehi ratzon, that they all return home safe and sound, take off a miyad. Also, b'sura savas v'sura edel bas Elisheva Miriam. Our shir is on the Talmud Yerushalmi that says, mutar lomer lashon hara, a person is allowed to say lashon hara al balei machlokes, on those that cause dispute, dissension in Klal Yisrael. The Zera Shimshon asks the question, how is this possible? Just because the individual is chayte, is it mutter to be over an iser and to speak lashon hara? Especially when we know that the onesh for one who speaks lashon hara is more severe than being over on one of the shloisha averus chamuros, Shvichas Damim, Avarazara, Gilei Arayos. The Zera Shimshon cites Yerushalmi that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he causes the Shechina to depart, because the Shechina cannot dwell where there's animosity and contention. It only dwells mitoch shalom v'ahava. Since the Bala Machloikas has already demonstrated that the Shechina is not with him, one can speak Lashon Hara about him, because this Lashon Hara will not cause the Shechina to depart. It's already left. The Shechina may have departed from the Baal HaMachloikes. However, it hasn't left us. So how can we say Lashon Hara and cause a pagam on our own nefesh? The Zera Shimshon points out that the source of the Isser is Lo Yiseleich Rocho Ba'amecho. You shouldn't be a gossip monger among your people. The word Ba'amecho indicates that it's concerning a person that acts like a part of our nation. On such a person, we cannot say Lashon Hara. But the Isser does not apply to one who morally, ethically, and spiritually does not act as a part of Klal Yisrael. If he causes machloikas, he's a sonei shalom, he hates peace, and such a person doesn't deserve to be b'shalom u'b'shalva. Like it says, Ein shalom omar Hashem l'rashoim. Therefore, in order that he should not be b'shalom u'b'shalva, it is even mutter to speak lashon hara about him. The great tzaddik and goyin, Rebbe Leo Lopian, the author of the Lev Elio, during the war, once had to go into the bomb shelter. All of a sudden, one of the people that were there turned to the great tzaddik and said, they're speaking Lashon Hara here in the bomb shelter. Rebbe Leo Lopian said, if that's so, we have to run from here immediately. And they ran out to find another bomb shelter. There wasn't too much time that elapsed, and unfortunately, a bomb fell on the first bomb shelter. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we will be continuing with our Shir Nezera Shimshon. I wish everyone me'umka deliba, b'suros tavos, yeshuos, v'nechamos.